Good evening, everyone. Afreilich and Zeus Chanukah. Just a reminder, this evening we're going to begin saying the Saint Talamater. So I just want to say two horas, halacha lemaisa, or possibly halacha lemaisa, about the Saint Talamater. Number one, before we get to that, tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilu Nishmas, Rivka Bas Aaron, Reba Horowitz, whose yard site is this evening, as well as Mordechai Yaakov Ben Reb Fishel, Mordechai Gottlieb. Their neshamas should have a tremendous aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila. So there's an interesting Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Hayomid Bitfila, you have an individual who's in the middle of davening, V'nisatesh, and he has to pass gas. So we know that Nisatesh, generally we think Nisatesh means to sneeze. So the Gemara there says that there are two different contexts. Sometimes it means to sneeze, and sometimes it means a person who feels that he needs to pass gas. So the Gemara says, Mamtin at sheyichala haruach v'chozer mispal. A person waits until the smell has passed, and then he continues to daven. Ika de Amri, and this line in the Gemara is what we're going to focus on. Haya omid bitfila. Let's say you have this individual who's in the middle of davening, ubikish lehisatesh, and he needs to do this. Marchik le'achor of dalet amos umisatesh. The Gemara says, he's davening Shemona Esrei here, he has to step back dalet amos, and then wait until everything goes away, and then he comes back to the place where he was davening Shemona Esrei. Umamtin at sheyichala haruach, and he waits until everything is gone. The chozer mispal, then he moves back. Dalet Amos back into the place where he was davening Shemona Esrei. The Omer, and he recites the following: Ribono Shel Olam, Yitzartanu Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim Kol Yadua Lefanecha Cherposenu Klimosenu B'Chayenu. A person is supposed to recite a bracha which is similar to the bracha of Asher Yatzer that we generally have. So that's what the Gemara tells us. The Rama quotes this in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Gimel Siv Beis. This is quoted la halacha that a person who feels that urge, he has to move back to Dalet Amos. However, the Rama quotes the Shumas Hadeshen that if a person is going to be embarrassed because he's davening in the context of a whole minyan, of a whole shul, and if he's going to start walking around in the middle of Shemona Esrei and then moving back, it's going to embarrass him. So the Rama says, quoting the Shumas Hadeshen, that a person does not have to do it. He could just continue to stay in his place and not move back to Dalet Amos. So Rashi writes over there, and this is the important part of what we're going to learn. Rashi writes over there, what does it mean that he makes this bracha of Asher Yatzer, let's call it? When does he recite this bracha? So Rashi says, and I quote, Va'omer, when does he recite this bracha? B'socha tfila. Again, the person's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he took Dalet Amos steps back, he waits over there, and then he comes back. Says Rashi, when he comes back, he makes this tefila of Asher Yatzer in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Da'amuf sekes ve'amedes kvar al yedei haruach. Because he already had to stop Shemona Esrei to take four amas back. So now, once he's stopping anyway, he may as well recite the Asher Yatzer in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Hela dekarashi. Lefikach, yachala hafzik nami v'lomar, davar zeb emtza. Therefore, I'm allowed to say Asher Yatzer also in the middle of my Shemona Esrei, because I had to be mafzik anyway to take four steps back in the middle of my tefila. That's what Rashi writes. So the Prima Gadim writes in the Sefer Ginnis V'radim that from this Rashi one sees, you can make a parallel to another case. What happens if a person's in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? Now, as we know, a person is not allowed to speak from the time he begins Baruch Sha'amar until after Yishtabach. Why? Because that is considered, the Baruch Sha'amar is the Bracha Shelefaneha, the Yishtabach is considered like the Bracha Achrona, and you're not allowed to be Mapsik in between. You're not allowed to be Mapsik in between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu either. So basically, you're not allowed to talk from the beginning of davening till the end of davening. So be it as it may, in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, it's a very serious time. It's a time when a person is not allowed to speak, because he's, so to speak, in the middle of a whole bracha. Baruch Sha'amar is the one end, Yishtabach is the other end. So says the Prima Gadim, what happens if a person has to use the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? It happens. What are you supposed to do? So, obviously we know there's an Isser Bal Teshaktzu. A person has to go outside if he needs to, so he goes to the bathroom. So says the Prima Gadim, you see from this Rashi that you should come back and recite the Asher Yatzer in the middle of his Psukei Dezimra. Why? Because the same way Rashi says over here, Kvar Hifsik Va'amid, he's already stopped his tefillah in the middle to take Dalet Amos back. So now you may as well recite the Asher Yatzer. Zakta Prima Gadim, the same applies in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Once he had to stop his Psukei Dezimra to go to the bathroom, so then when he comes back, he's allowed to recite the Asher Yatzer, because he's already Mufsik Va'amid. That's what the Prima Gadim learns from this Rashi. Rabbi Avadi Yosef takes it a step further, and he says also, what happens if a person, this happens very often Shabbos morning, so davening starts at 9, and often the Zman Kriyashma is 9:10, 9:05. So you hear the Gabbai make an announcement, Zman Kriyashma is at 9:05. So you're already davening ahead. You started saying Psukei Dezimra. Now you realize I'm not going to make it by the time we get to the Zman Kriyashma. So what are you supposed to do? So you stop in the middle and you recite the Kriyashma even though you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Says the Rav Avadi Yosef in a tshuva, even though everybody, most Rishonim assume that all three parshas of Kriya Shema are not De'araisa. It would suffice if I just said the first parsha of Kriya Shema, maybe the first two parshas of Kriya Shema. So even though that is the case, still, when I'm being mopsik in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, since I have to be mopsik anyway to say the first parsha of Kriya Shema, so Rav Avadi Yosef says you would be allowed to say the entirety of Kriya Shema. Although it's not De'araisa, once I'm stopping in the middle, I may as well stop and continue the hefsik and say the entirety of the Kriya Shema. So hold on to your thought. You'll tell me in 2 minutes if we address your point or not. I'm not sure if we will, but we're going to try. So let's take all of this into perspective and plug it into the same Talmud Mutter. One of the great Svarish Achronim writes in a tshuva as follows. What happens if a person forgets to say the same Talmud Mutter? What's the halacha? Tonight we're going to start saying it. Doesn't make a difference. The only time Rosh Chodesh is the only time we make a difference between at night and during the day. If you forget Yalav Yava by Mayriv, you don't repeat. If you forget during the day, you do repeat. But any other thing, let's say Talmud Mutter, if you forget it at night, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei just like you would have to repeat in Shacharis. So what's the halacha? If a person forgets to say the same Talmud Mutter, and now he already passed Shomea Tfila, obviously you're allowed to say it in Shomea Tfila if you forgot it in Baruch Aleinu. So what happens if now he's already passed Shomea Tfila? So the Gemara says he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu, he has to start over from where he made the mistake. So what happens in a case like that? A person is going back, and now he's about to say Baruch Aleinu again because he already passed through all the brachas and he realizes he made a mistake. And now he hears that the tzibur is saying Kaddish, so he wants to answer Amini Heishmei Rabbah, but you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So you can't answer Amini Heishmei Rabbah in the middle of Shemona Esrei, that we all know. So one of the Svar Achronim wanted to be Mechadish along the lines of Rashi. Once I'm being mopsik anyway because I made all these brachas Levatel in the middle of my Shemona Esrei, right, because I forgot to say the same mutter. So my whole Shemona Esrei is messed up anyway. So one of the Svarta Shugadolim wanted to argue that maybe once you messed up your Shmona Esrei anyway and you already have a big hefsik in the middle of your davening, you may as well answer Amin Yeheshmei Rabbah, make it a bigger hefsik. Why not? That's what he wants to tie it. The Emek Brocha discusses this. He's the Rabbi Aryeh Pomeranchik. He's one of the great Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. So he discusses this and he writes in the name of the Gadol Mimins, the Minsker Gadol, he says that what if a person forgets Yalav Yavo or Talamater and he's going back, the same case, and he's going back to repeat. So he says, and now, while he's going back to repeat, the tzibur is up to Kaddish or Kedusha. So should he answer Kedusha while he's in the middle of going back to recite the Yalav Yavo or the same Talmud Mutter? Exactly the same case. The Emek Bracha quotes the Minsker Gadol, yes, because once you're a mafsik anyway, because your brachas are bracha levatela, you may as well go back and make a bigger hapsik. So this is a pella of a psak. Obviously, we don't follow this halacha lemaisa, which the Emek Bracha himself points out. I spoke to my father about it today. He thought it was totally crazy. But I just think it's an interesting thing to think about. Why don't you make a bigger hefsek? What is the difference? So the Emek Bracha argues that there is a difference. Because the Gemara, when the Gemara was saying about taking Dalet Amos back in the middle of Shemona Esrei, that's because I was davening Shemona Esrei here. Then I make a hefsek in the middle and I walk Dalet Amos away from the Shechina. The Shechina was right here where I was davening. Then I walk Dalet Amos away. So then, once you're being mafsik, your time with the Shechina anyway, you may as well say Nasher Yatzer and then come back. But over here, where I'm in the middle of davening, I wasn't mopsik from the Shechina, I'm just being mopsik to say a different shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a different thing. So then, I think this is the point you were making, then we wouldn't assume that these two cases are exactly the same. That is the argument that the Emek Bracha wants to say. Asor of Shtermach has in the Pshat V'iyun, it's a svarim on Shas, so he writes in there, HaMaseches Bracha, it's an interesting point, that what would be the halacha if you assume that the Emek Bracha's distinction is correct, that there's a difference between someone who takes Dalet Amos away from his tefillah, he walks away, and somebody who's just going back because he mixed up the brachas or forgot the same Talmud Mutter. So he says, what would happen if, let's say, in Mishneh Berurah we're told in Siman Kuv Dalet and Hilchos Tefillah, let's say a person's in the middle of davening and he forgets Yalav Yavo and he doesn't know the din. It's before the days of Art Scroll Siddur, we could just flip to the back. So you don't know the din. So what are you supposed to do? So it says very clearly in Mishneh Berurah, you walk to the shelf in the back, even though you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You walk to the back, open up a sefer, look in the kitzer, and it will tell you what to do. And then you come back and you continue where you were up to. That's clear. Nobody argues. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Says the Marsha Shtermach. So what happens? You have a guy like this. He doesn't have an art school sitter. So he doesn't know what to do. He forgets the Alevi Yavo. He has to walk to the shelf. I assume he also wouldn't know where to find the Mishneh Berurah. But okay, whatever. So he knows where to find it. He walks to the shelf. But now he's walking away from his davening. So Rabbi Shtermach argues, what would you say then? Would you be allowed to answer Kaddish or Kedusha in such a case or not? If the Emek Bracha is correct, that there's a distinction between walking away Dalet Amos from your tefillah and just being mafsik with Dibur in the middle with another tefillah, then what happens in a case like this, where I am walking away to the other side of the room to get a Mishnah Berurah, but it's all for the Tzarech HaTfilah? So what would you say in such a case like that? So that's just an interesting thing to talk about. The second Ha'ara I just want to make with regard to the Saint Talamater is the following. We know that when it comes to, it's the last night of Chanukah, we have to just celebrate Torah Shabbat Peh. So let's do another 2 minutes. So we know that there's a difference between the Saint Talamater and Mashav HaRuach. What is one of the major differences that there are is the following. If a person, let's say, is davening B'Yachidus at home on Shmini Atzeres, when we begin to say Mashav HaRuach, and he doesn't have the chazin, or he doesn't have the gabbai making the announcement that we're going to start reciting Mashav HaRuach, so the halacha is, even though he's davening at home and he knows that Tzibur is going to start saying Mashav HaRuach, he is not allowed to begin until after the Tzibur has already said Mashav HaRuach. He needs to wait for the announcement of the Tzibur in order for himself to recite Mashav HaRuach. So if he doesn't daven in shul that day, the halacha is he has to start saying Mashav HaRuach only by mincha. That's the din. So the question is, how come if a person, let's say tonight, is davening b'yechidus at home, and he wasn't here when we all decided to start saying the same Talamater, how come he begins to say, even before the Tzibur, how come he begins to say, and we don't say he should wait till tomorrow morning, just like by Mashav HaRuach? So the answer is, my father once told me in the name of Rav Soloveitchik as follows, that there's a marked difference between Mashav HaRuach and the Saint Talamater. Mashav HaRuach is in one of the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, and that is the Tiurim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's talking about descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Saint Talamater is a bakasha. It's a tefillah just like everything else. So the same way, any other bakasha, a person is sick in the family, you're allowed to add a bakasha into Rifa'inu. If a person needs something privately, he's allowed to daven for it. But you're not allowed to add a tiur. You're not allowed to add a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless the Tzibur collectively has decided that this is a new description of Hashem that we feel right now. So therefore, if I'm not davening in Shul on Shmini Atzeres, I have to wait for the Tzibur to be Koveya, that now is the time that Hashem, to us, seems as a Mashav HaRuach. When it comes to the Saint Talamater, it's just simply a bakasha. So a person's allowed to recite a bakasha whenever he wants. So with this in mind, my father explained also that this is a explanation possibly in another Shver Halacha a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch tells us when a person loses a relative, he makes a Dayan HaEmes. When something good happens to the person, he makes a Hatov HaMeitiv. Says the Gemara, Kishem Shemavarach HaTov, Kach Mavarach HaRa. The same way. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what do you mean Kishem? The same way. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, the same excitement, the same happiness that I feel by the Hatov HaMeitiv, I'm supposed to feel by the Dayan HaEmes. So I'll ask you, if we're supposed to feel the same happiness, so why were Chazal Masak in two different brachas? Why don't you say HaTov HaMeitiv when somebody passes away also? If they're both supposed to make me happy, if I'm supposed to have simcha, if I'm supposed to believe in the Rabbanu Shalom, that everything b'emunah shlema was for the good, so then why am I reciting two different brachas? So the answer my father suggested along these lines is that no, a bracha has to be according to our perception, according to our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, deep down somewhere you might believe that Hashem did everything for the better, but right now, how do I perceive Him? Right now when I lose a relative, I perceive the Rabbanu Shalom as a Dain HaEmes. When something good happens to me, I perceive Him as a Hatov HaMeitiv. Brachos always have to be according to the perception of the people. This is Mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that at certain times of the Churban, there were some of the Nevi'im decided that they're going to take out HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora out of the Shemona Esrei. Because they said, this is the Rabbanu Shalom, this is HaGadol, this is HaGibor, when we're being downtrodden, when Klal Yisrael is being destroyed. This is not a Gibor, this is not a Nora. So the Nevi'im took the words out of Shemona Esrei. What right do they have to take it out? Aye, Shemona Esrei, how can you take those words out? The answer is, because if we don't perceive the Rabbanu Shalom at that particular time as a Kel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanor, then we can't say it. Brachos always have to be according to our perception. So that's the case over here as well. That's why HaTov HaMeitiv and Dayan HaEmes are two different brachos. That's why when it comes to Mashav HaRuach, we need the Tzibur to decide collectively that in our perception, the Rabbanu Shalom is now a Mashav HaRuach, and until we hear the Tzibur decide that, we don't have a right to do it. And I think this is also the pshat, although we find in many different contexts in Shulchan Aruch that Ein Lanu Din Talmud Chacham Mizman Hazeh. With regard to many different halachas, we assume that we don't really have real Talmud Chacham Mizman Hazeh. Still, we have the practice to recite a bracha when we see a Talmud Chacham. Right? When we see an outstanding Talmud Chacham, we recite a bracha. Why? Why do we recite a bracha? Shechalak Mechachmas Eli Reyav. Why? If we know that in many different places, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we don't have a real status Talmud Chacham Mizman Hazeh, so why do we recite a bracha? I think the answer is along the same lines, that brachas are according to our perception. So if we perceive this person as a great Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter that according to the books he might not be a Talmud Chacham because he doesn't know Gan Shas and Kol HaTorah Kula inside out, but But brachas are according to our perception. We perceive him as a Talmud Chacham, so we recite a bracha. That's always the underlying force when it comes to brachas. So I think this is just another interesting ha'ara to think about, the difference between Talamatar and Mashav Aruach, that Talamatar is a bakasha that we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to please have rachmanas on us and give us the rain to help us out. And Mashav Aruach, on the other hand, is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say that at certain points of the year, we perceive him as somebody who is a Mashav Aruach. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.